Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the entire nation, the entire world, in fact, is watching closely the events in the Middle East. The Israeli incursion into Gaza, the invasion of Gaza, which is due to happen, to begin at any moment, could involve as many as 360,000 call-ups, reservists, the core of the Israeli army. To put that in perspective, I was speaking earlier today to a former Defense Department official during the Bush administration, and we went to war in Iraq, for better and worse, and of course that decision was extremely controversial, and the impact has been extremely controversial. But we went to war against Saddam Hussein, who had one of the biggest armies in the Middle East. We went to war with 150,000 people. And right now, 360,000 Israeli troops massed at the border. May they be safe and protected, because the dangers are very, very real. I've mentioned before, you know, members of my family that are directly involved and in some extremely prominent parts of what is going on. Of course, you don't know the details, where they are. None of that is given out. But I do have a nephew who's a tank commander, and that's going to be some very rough going. Why? Because their goal is not to kill Palestinians. They, in fact, are sending out all kinds of notifications, leaflets and pamphlets and more, urging people to get out of the way, actually letting the Palestinians know what direction they're coming from, so that innocent people can avoid as much as possible being personally harmed. But the goal here is very clear. It is to root out Hamas, to get rid of this evil terror organization. In fact, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, who was just harshly criticized by Donald Trump, who was supposed to be an old friend of his. Well, not so much right now. But Netanyahu said in a very fiery televised speech to his country in Hebrew, he said that every member of Hamas is a dead man. And he's not talking about a political party in Israel. He's talking about a terror organization that, yes, beheads babies, that, yes, torments and humiliates hostages who they threaten to execute on TV. We will see what becomes of that. Here in the United States, there are pockets of support. Thank God it does not appear to be common. But this is clip 11. In Dearborn, Michigan, which has one of the largest Arab American percentages of population of any city in the country, there are crowds cheering as it's clip 11. She is in Detroit. Rashida Tlaib represents Detroit. She represents the same district that John Conyers, if you remember him, used to represent since the earth cooled. But her district is largely an African-American district, and she managed to win a contested primary, and she's been the congressman from Detroit ever since. Dearborn, which is outside of Detroit, it's ironically where a very prominent anti-Semite named Henry Ford had established his newspaper, which was full of anti-Semitic and pro-Hitler material, until the United States went to war against Hitler, and then Henry Ford recanted much of the anti-Semitic lies that he had been associated with. But speaking of anti-Semitic lies, a speaker in Dearborn, Michigan, was cheered with his proclamation that Hamas is not a terrorist organization. This is clip 11.
We are not going to be intimidated by staying silent when they say Hamas is a terrorist organization. The fact it is not a terrorist organization. And we have to say to them the terrorist is Benjamin Netanyahu and his government. And not only Benjamin Netanyahu and his government, but everyone that stands behind them and support him killing people in Palestine. We are not afraid to say it. You know why? Because it is the truth. We have to say it because we are responsible before God and before those who have fallen in Palestine, not only in the last 3 days, but from 75 years ago.
There was a little laugh at the end. What happened 75 years ago? What happened is what Palestinians call the Nakba, which means catastrophe. It's the birth of the State of Israel, which, by the way, for the entire region, caused increases in population, not emptying people out of their homes. It caused dramatic increases in the Palestinian population and improvements in health, life expectancy, more. We will get to that. By the way, if you agree with that speaker and you think that Hamas is not a terrorist organization, is there such a thing as a terrorist organization then? Lincoln said, if slavery is not wrong, nothing is wrong. If Hamas isn't a terrorist organization, there is no such thing. Terrorist organizations don't exist. Is that just a fib? Is Al-Qaeda a terrorist organization? Was ISIS a terrorist organization with their slicing off multiple people's heads on and then televising it, sending it out to the world? And if Hamas doesn't qualify as a terrorist organization, what does? By the way, anyone wants to attempt to answer those questions who believes that Hamas is not a terror organization, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. It's really almost too bizarre. President Trump gave a two-hour speech in West Palm Beach, Florida, to one of his adoring rally crowds, and he chose this moment to criticize Benjamin Netanyahu. He said that Benjamin Netanyahu let us down. I believe that at the very heart of his frustration is the fact that Netanyahu never gave Trump a specific endorsement because he knows Israel's security to a great extent depends upon a good relations with both political parties, not just one, with both political parties. We will talk about that. We will talk with a former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Policy, Doug Feith, who has written a piece about the Al-Aqsa lie, which is a lie at the very center of justifications for the murderous attack that occurred last weekend. We'll be speaking to Doug Feith coming right up. We're also speaking to naval strategic expert Seth Cropsey about why an Israeli victory in this war is critical to U.S. interests. And there are more local issues here that are fascinating. Starbucks has been eliminated, no longer being served on Alaska Airlines, which is like an earthquake in Seattle. I mean, can you imagine? You get up on an Alaska plane and no Starbucks, so what are they offering in exchange instead? You'll be shocked. We'll talk about that and much, much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm appalled.
point. Excuse me. Sorry for the confusion. We have Douglas Feith, who has a column recently about the great Al-Aqsa, the great Al-Aqsa lie that is part of the entire spectrum of what is going on in the Middle East. What is the Al-Aqsa lie? It is a lie that deals with the holy places on the top of the Temple Mount. He writes that Al-Aqsa lie has a long and disgraceful history. The pro-Nazi Mufti of Jerusalem first accused the Jews of targeting the Muslim holy site. And that was back in the 1930s. And what's amazing is that Israel has controlled the Temple Mount for the territory of the Temple Mount, even though the religious details of it are administered by the Waqf, which is a Jordanian operation rooted in the Islamic faith. But Israel has controlled the territory around the Temple Mount since 1967. And what you're talking about is more than 50 years, and nothing has been done to damage or to destroy or to desecrate the Al-Aqsa Mosque. We will be getting to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. One of the things that is something of a distraction from all of the concerns with the Middle East right now has to do with the confusion about the presidential race. And when I say confusion, it's who is running. Who is running as an independent? Who is running as a Democratic nominee? Robert F. Kennedy just made his big announcement of switching from being a candidate for the Democratic nomination to his effort now to run as an independent. There's another candidate who has said he's going to run against Biden, and this is a tough time for any candidate who takes that position, particularly for the founder of the Young Turks. His name is Cenk Uygur, and he has said he's now going to run against Biden for president, offering himself as an alternative to an incumbent who he said, Cenk Uygur, is definitely going to lose if he even makes it to the general election. Uygur had repeatedly urged Biden to quit the race, calling his reelection bid intensely selfish and warning that it made a Trump victory more likely. Uygur has a problem, though. He was born in Istanbul. So this is no birther problem. There's no secret about where he was born. He was born in Istanbul. And he was not a child of U.S. citizens. He immigrated to the United States from Turkey in 1978. But he believes that the Constitution's requirement that the President of the United States must be a natural-born citizen wouldn't disqualify him from running. Well, why the hell not? Again, it wouldn't disqualify and didn't disqualify Ted Cruz, who was born in Canada, because his mother was a U.S. citizen. It didn't disqualify George Romney, Mitt Romney's father, to run for president, who was running in 1968. He was governor of Michigan. It didn't disqualify that, even though he was born in Mexico, because both his mother and father were American citizens. And by the way, it wouldn't have disqualified Barack Obama, even if he had been born in Kenya, which was the stupidity of the entire birther thing, because Barack Obama's mother, Stanley Dunham, was unequivocally born in Wichita, Kansas. She was an American citizen. In any event, good luck to Cenk Uygur. I don't think his campaign is going anywhere. He says that the issue would end up in the Supreme Court, he said, and would end up as a slam dunk victory. Bibi Netanyahu yesterday gave his fiery speech at a time when a gigantic amount of force is waiting on the border to come into Gaza, not to kill or harm or destroy Gazans, but to uproot Hamas so the terror organization cannot operate in the future, and certainly not right next door to Israel. Here is what Prime Minister Netanyahu, through a translator, said to the people of Israel. Clip 16.
We are fighting in full force in all theaters. Now we are on the offensive. Every Hamas operative will die. Hamas is ISIS. We will crush them and get rid of them, just as the world crushed and got rid of ISIS.
And that's fairly direct. They also, a better declaration came from the Secretary of State of the United States, Antony Blinken, and he talked about the need for moral clarity. This is clip 3.
This must be a moment for moral clarity. The failure to unambiguously condemn terrorism puts at risk not only people in Israel, but people everywhere. Look at what just happened. Individuals from 36 countries killed or missing in the aftermath of Hamas's attacks. Europe, Asia, Africa, the Americas, no region has escaped Hamas's bloody reach. Anyone who wants peace and justice must condemn Hamas's reign of terror.
And then he continued his commentary on Hamas. Listen.
We know Hamas doesn't represent the Palestinian people or their legitimate aspirations to live with equal measures of security, freedom, justice, opportunity, and dignity. We know Hamas, instead of promoting the well-being of its citizens, rules repressively and dedicates the resources it has to terror tunnels and rockets. We know Hamas didn't commit its heinous acts with the interests of Palestinian people in mind. We know Hamas does not stand for the future that Palestinians want for themselves and for their children. Hamas has only one agenda: to destroy Israel and to murder Jews.
And talking about countering that agenda, we will be speaking to Seth Cropsey, a security expert, on his vision of why Israeli victory is critical to U.S. interests, coming right up here on the MedVed Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel. He will be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has declared that every member of Hamas will be destroyed. The official death toll for Americans in Israel has risen to 24. That's according to the White House. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said 17 are still missing, and there are reports of several Americans being held captive by the militant group. Former CIA and NSA director and retired Air Force General Michael Hayden called for Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to be removed from the human race in a social media post. One winning ticket was sold in the enormous Powerball jackpot worth over $1.7 billion in Fraser Park, California. Corey Myers, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Your show, and it's really splendid. It's a beautiful thing.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Seth Cropsey is the president of the Yorktown Institute. He served as a naval officer and as deputy undersecretary of the Navy. He's also the author of the books Mayday and Sea Blindness. He's written a piece in the Wall Street Journal that's extremely important and highly pertinent, especially on the eve of the anticipated Israeli incursion into Gaza itself. The piece is called Israeli Victory is Critical to U.S. Interests. And he writes that the U.S. has a vital interest in Israeli victory, which would clarify that the Jewish state is the Middle East's most powerful military strategic actor. Victory would also give the Arab states an incentive to engage in a legitimate rapprochement with Israel and thereby provide the U.S. through Israel with the foundations for a real Middle Eastern coalition. Seth Cropsey, what about that argument that the concern with Israel right now is a distraction from the real worry of the United States, which is an aggressive and diabolically clever move for the Chinese to take over Taiwan and to become the world's dominant power? Does this distract from that concern?
If we're a minor power, it certainly does.
And when you say for a minor power, you're talking about China?
No, I'm sorry. If the United States is a minor power, then assisting the Israelis and concentrating on what's going on in the Middle East can be viewed as a distraction from the possibility of an invasion of Taiwan. That is, if we're a minor power, but we're not. And if we want to be a minor power, that would certainly signal it.
So what's necessary right now for the United States balancing the challenges in Asia, in Taiwan, in Ukraine, and in Israel? What are the challenges for the United States as a major power to maintain a balance with those concerns?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and I think that the answer begins with the realization that these things are all connected, and we don't have the luxury of saying, of picking and choosing which places we decide to defend our interests, that they're at stake in Europe, with Ukraine, in the Middle East, with Israel, and potentially in the Taiwan Strait or somewhere else in the West Pacific, Indo-Pacific, from China. And once that's grasped, then it's easier to understand why we need a larger defense budget, for example, and why we cannot allow ourselves to decide, well, we're going to defend one place and honor our commitments in one place, but we'll let the other place or places alone. That's the route to being a minor power.
You talk in your piece about the result of an Israeli defeat in the upcoming. Describe what would an Israeli defeat look like?
Well, if the ground movement, wherever it's directed, whether to Gaza or toward the larger danger, which is Iran and Hezbollah over the Lebanese border, or some combination of those plus an intifada at the same time, another intifada, if the Israelis were to lose and be perceived as losing in any case, they would be weakened. And if they lose decisively, the state's existence could be at risk.
And that's a disaster for the United States. I mean, it's a moral disaster when you imagine the consequences. You see what happened in the south of Israel with the Hamas attack. Obviously, imagining that on a larger scale is nightmarish. But why would this be, as a major power, a direct concern to the United States?
Because we would be completely out of the Middle East. Our presence there would mean nothing. The fact that we had sent at least two aircraft carrier strike groups and that they failed to have any effect on the outcome would show our weakness. And our ability to persuade allies to stay with us would be over.
What do you see as the main purpose of the battle groups built around the aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford, and the aircraft carrier Dwight Eisenhower? They're both now in the Eastern Mediterranean. Why?
Well, the Eisenhower is en route, but yes. The main purpose is to deter another power, in this case Iran, from an attack on Israel, either directly or indirectly.
And
possibly Russia, although I think the chances of that are lower.
Looking to the days ahead, how long do you believe that the immediate prospect of war with the Israeli ground troops going into Gaza, how long do you expect that to last?
whatever happens here is unlikely to reproduce Israel's military victories of, you know, the past 50 years. I do not expect this is something that will be over in a week or 2 weeks. The Gaza operation, if Israel decides to undertake that first, and it is not troubled in carrying it out and executing it, is extraordinarily difficult. Urban warfare, urban guerrilla warfare, going house to house and engaging the combatants there is not something that you do in a day or two or a week. So if it lasts for less than two or three weeks, I'll be surprised.
Do you anticipate any circumstances in the Middle East, even with an expansion of the war to Hezbollah, which is to the north, of getting the United States forces directly involved?
Well, the one thing I think is the least likely outcome here is that Israel will ask the United States for direct military assistance. That would be unprecedented. Israel is like no other ally or partner of the United States in that they have always carried out their defense by themselves. We've assisted with equipment, with advisors, with hardware, with financial assistance, and so on, but we have not. Our troops have not been engaged in any of the wars for Israel's survival. So it would be unprecedented.
And that was acknowledged today by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He mentioned to the Israelis, speaking to them, you may be strong enough on your own to defend yourself, but as long as America exists, you will never ever have to. And what else did he have to say? And what about the presidential race and sniping between Trump and DeSantis on the issue of the Middle East? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVetHistoryStore.com.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedvid.com.
And that is entirely free. And we actually, in addition to everything else, we are going to be reviewing two movies, both of which are rather remarkable and worth seeing. That's a switch. It's unusual for Hollywood. It's a part of the change of season. We're moving from summer to fall. We will check that out in our newsletter. Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, who, like many in the Biden administration, seems to have risen to the occasion. I'm not now talking about the now famous or infamous footage of him playing a guitar and singing. He's not a bad musician, actually. But I'm talking about the clarity with which he has assured people in Israel, where he just visited, and here in the United States, where in enunciating U.S. policy and commitments. This was Secretary Blinken from Israel. Listen.
The message that I bring to Israel is this. You may be strong enough on your own to defend yourself, but as long as America exists, you will never, ever have to. We will always be there by your side.
And when you talk about as long as America exists, this is one of those things that I write about in my book, God's Hand on America, is going all the way back to before the revolution, before there was an independent America. People in New England, in Virginia, in all over the colonies believed that part of the reason that America had been made to flourish was to fulfill biblical prophecies of helping the Jewish people who were widely dispersed and widely oppressed in the 1700s and 1800s, certainly, helping those people return and to reestablish a new state of Israel. That's one of the reasons there has been such a special relationship between the United States and Israel and the Jewish people, frankly, that goes back to George Washington's letters. And it wasn't just there's a famous letter he wrote to the Newport Jewish congregation, Newport, Rhode Island, but he also wrote one to a Savannah Jewish congregation and to congregations all over this country. Lindsey Graham was outspoken, as he usually is. He was speaking on Fox News about the war that is about to expand. Listen, this is clip 17.
The Germans believed that the Jews were inferior people, and their goal and the final solution was to eradicate the Jewish people. Well, Iran and Hamas believes that the Jewish people should die as a result of religious teachings. We're in a religious war here. I am with Israel. Do whatever the hell you have to do to defend yourself. Level the place.
I'm not sure that's a war game. What is a war game is to level the threat from Hamas. There is more because of President Trump making a strangely timed speech in West Palm Beach, Florida, where he actually thought this was a good occasion. This is clip 8. To praise Hezbollah, not Hamas, but Hezbollah, another terrorist group sponsored by Iran. Clip 8.
All of Biden's security people, can you imagine, national defense people? And they said, gee, I hope Hezbollah doesn't attack from the north, because that's the most vulnerable spot. I said, wait a minute. You know, Hezbollah is very smart. They're all very smart. The press doesn't like when they say it. You know, I said that President Xi of China, 1.4 billion people, he controls it with an iron fist. I said, he's a very smart man. They killed me the next day. I said he was smart. What am I going to say? But Hezbollah, they're very smart. And they have a national defense minister or somebody saying, I hope Hezbollah doesn't attack us from the north. So the following morning they attacked. They might not have been doing it, but if you listen to this jerk, you would attack from the north, because he said that's our weak spot.
Okay, and then he spoke about why Netanyahu let us down, and this is part of what provoked an angry response from Ron DeSantis. This is President Trump, clip 5.
But I'll never forget that Bibi Netanyahu let us down. That was a very terrible thing, I will say that. And so when I see sometimes the intelligence, you talk about the intelligence, or you talk about some of the things that went wrong over the last week, they've got to straighten it out, because they're fighting potentially a very big force. They're fighting potentially Iran. And when they have people saying the wrong things, everything they say is being digested by these people, because they're vicious and they're smart. And boy, are they vicious, because nobody's ever seen the kind of sight that we've seen. Nobody's ever seen it. But they cannot play games. So we were disappointed by that, very disappointed. But we did the job ourselves, and it was absolute precision, magnificent, beautiful job. And then Bibi tried to take credit for it. That wasn't good. That didn't make me feel too good, but that's all right.
Okay, Ron DeSantis said regarding these remarks by President Trump, terrorists have murdered at least 1,200 Israelis and 22 Americans and are holding more hostages. So it is absurd that anyone, much less someone running for president, would choose now to attack our friend and ally, Israel, much less praise Hezbollah terrorists as very smart. As president, says Ron DeSantis, I will stand with Israel and treat terrorists like the scum that they are. And there was this, because there should be, obviously, in a healthy country, at least some instinct at a time of worldwide crisis and when confronting this sheer unspeakable evil represented by Hamas, of rallying around the flag. But President Trump decided to make fun of Biden and made another allegation about his alleged drug addiction. This is clip 7.
Did you see the other day? Thank you. You know what happens after about 20 minutes, the stuff that he's taking wears off, so it gets a little bit groggy. They say, get him off the stage. That f***ing swearing off, man. Get him off. No. And I'm sure that the cocaine that they found in the White House, that nobody, I feel certain it had nothing to do with Hunter and Joe, by the way. Here, Dad, have a little of this stuff. It's going to liven you up a little bit.
There's a piece, which is a very good piece, which looks at the actuarial tables. We will get to this in a way that I hadn't before, measuring how much more time Joe Biden is set to have based upon his background, what we know about him, what we know about his health. How many more years should he live in good health without major interruption? And what about for Trump, who is 77 years old? How many more years is it there? Well, this spoiler alert. The reassuring data is that based upon the fact that both men don't smoke, that both men don't drink, they're both teetotalers, there's at least a claim now, a medical claim, that they each should have at least 10 more years of life and health. What is that based on exactly? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also talk to former Deputy Secretary of Defense Doug Feith about the Al-Aqsa lie, which is part of what motivated the horrors that we just witnessed. And there are four European Union member states, Austria, Germany, Denmark, and Sweden, that have made a very important announcement that hasn't gotten quite as much attention as it deserves. And then there are other cities in the United States. There's one city that became the first to fly an Israeli flag temporarily over the state capitol building. Where? We will tell you about that and more coming up. Also, the argument that this isn't Israel's 9/11. Actually, it's Israel's Dunkirk. What does that mean? We will get to that as well. Coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedvidHistoryStore.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.